100.7 The Tiger, off the record with Brittany and Abby, live in Nashville for Sharla McCoy's Remotes on Music Row. It is CMA Fest week. We're very excited. And our next guest is an Alabama fan.
Oh, he's coming in hot, too. I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
Hello.
All right, Jordan Harvey just walked up and said,
"Oh, sorry, I just knocked him off the table."
He said, "Roll Tide." Like, I just not walked over like,
"This is amazing. This is
what
like
is
this is what Alabama does to Louisiana,
oh
LSU
my
every
God.
Year.
No.
Just knocks them over.
You are a bully. Get out.
Nobody follow him on social media.
What the hell is happening?
Sucks. I hate his song.
Oh my God.
I know. Roll Tide.
No.
Boo. Okay, so how are you? How's CMA Fest?
I was really good until
you?
I came here and knocked everything over.
You're made
okay.
An
what just happened
okay.
There is a metaphor for my life, truly.
Yeah.
Everything's going great. I mean, you do have a bit of a wobbly table, but that's for another thing. CMA Fest is going great. Yesterday was phenomenal. We had such a great show, and I did a great show earlier this week as well. At the assembly, which was super cool. So CMA Fest is good. Honestly, my brain is in a pickle. I mean, in the last 8 days, I have literally been in Omaha. I've been in, obviously, Nashville, Philadelphia, New York, San Francisco, Vancouver. I mean, it's just been like...
Oh my
crazy.
Gosh.
Crazy.
Do you ever get to go home to see your family?
Very rarely, maybe like once a year, which
oh,
is
man.
Also very good to only go home once a year because my liver takes a pounding every single time I go back because I'm never
really?
Out the pub. Yeah, I'm never out the pub. I mean, that's Scottish culture.
Yeah.
And you can never go for one, right?
No.
Anyone that's like, oh, do you want to go for a beer?
I've never done it.
Why would you go for one?
Yeah.
I told myself I was going to have 2 drinks last night and I had like 6.
I mean, I went to the pub yesterday with my manager and my 2 mates because we just played CMA Fest and I was like, I'm going for one and I ended up having 4 pints.
Yeah.
No.
That's usually how it goes.
You know, and then I had to go for a margarita right after my other mate because...
I mean, obviously.
My my dearest friend is in a... Well, both of them are in a duo called C4 who I love dearly and... They just finished a show yesterday and we're like, should we just go and have another drink?
Yeah,
so,
always
I mean,
yeah.
Obviously.
5 drinks later and you're sat on the sofa going, why did I do that again?
Right.
And then when your alarm goes off at 5 a.m., you're like, oh, I made mistakes.
And I was up at 5:30 today. Worked out, went for a walk.
What's your hangover cure?
Keep drinking. Wake up and drinking. I'm not drank anything this morning, but...
Yes.
That's all you can do. When you wake up and you're like, life is awful, you know, you either grim and bear it or you just get drunk again.
Yeah. Do you do like a Bloody Mary or a mimosa? Or
no, just straight whiskey. Just smack it out of the bottle and say cheers.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
love it.
There you go. So we have a game called Burning Questions.
Okay.
And they are burning.
Yeah.
Well, they're hot.
Yeah, they're hot.
Yeah.
They're on fire.
Ow.
Look at that. Look at that.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to... Oh, God.
They're a little saucy.
Okay, here we go. Can I open it up?
Yes.
Yeah. Read it out loud.
Is this Christmas?
Well, we're about to find out.
How did I know it was going to be upside down? Do you have a weird fetish? I mean, God, I have so many.
Do you? God, like what?
I'm trying, like, do I have a weird fetish?
Yeah.
Okay. Before I answer mine, do you have a weird fetish?
No.
Do you have a weird fetish? And if so, what is it?
I don't know. I guess, no, I don't think I do. Do you?
I kind of like to shave my armpits.
Oh, you shave your arm?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can run faster?
Well, yeah, because it's less aerodynamic. No, yeah. More aerodynamic. No, do you know what I discovered, like, years ago? That, I watch all these, like, this is going to sound really terrible. This is going to sound awful. But I watch these, I get lost in TikTok sometimes, right?
And
I watch, and I watch these grooming channels. And this guy was like, well, if you shave your armpits, then you'll never smell of body odor. And I was like, great.
That's not true.
Because I'm a clean freak, right?
Yeah.
Well, you said I smell great, right?
That's
so,
like
you smell awesome.
Well, yeah, but you still have to wear it. But it just, the odor latches on your hairs. I know this is disgusting to talk about, but basically that's why I was like, I took it as,
that actually
like,
makes
I took
sense.
That as like,
yeah.
Oh my God, this is what it is. And I'm like a clean freak. I shower like 3 times a day. I brush my teeth like 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always have to like, I feel like I have to always do that, right?
Yeah.
So you're like a bald baby, like you're just hairless?
I'm a groomed man. I look after myself. I definitely look after myself. But I'm telling you, that's what it is. It's just like, I have to shave my armpits.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what it is.
Learn something new every day.
I shave my armpits too.
So do
Thank God. You know, a lot of French women don't know.
Ah, true.
Yeah, it's actually stereotypically true. I'm not even lying. I once went to a nudist beach in France. I didn't get nude. I just wanted to get a gum like, oh, that's awesome. I'd had a couple of cans with the boys, and I was like, should we go for a nudist beach? Like, let's go and rock and roll. So we're walking down the promenade, just out on the outskirts of France, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. Oh, God, this is terrible. You know, I was like trying TikTok. Like, you know, you can airdrop
regrets.
How you can airdrop TikToks. So I was trying to airdrop that one on TikTok I saw to every person, and I was like, shave your armpits. Shave your armpits. No one would accept my bloody airdrop.
Nobody.
Oh my God.
Hey, all I will say is happy wife, happy life. And I am engaged to a girl that went to the University of Alabama.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. So therefore, who is actually a very wonderful human being who went to the University of Alabama. And so I wrote a song about her, which is called Alabama Girl. And it did that thing on TikTok. And I am now a massive hit in the hairless armpit community because your songs get shared to the people that you watch, right? So a lot of people that come to my shows have, you know, bald armpits, which is nice. But Alabama actually like accepted me with open arms. Louisiana didn't do that, did they? They said you said Roll Tide in the song, so you know.
Look.
But I do love, I will tell you, my mom and dad were just down in New Orleans and they said they had the best time.
New Orleans is fun.
And I have never been to New Orleans.
You need to come.
But to also make this better to the people in Louisiana who are listening, I will have to say, as a man who loves, I'm going to say football because I don't want to insult everyone because, you know, soccer, football, y'all's football, two of the best players in the last 10 years I've ever seen in the NFL is Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. So I have to say they're phenomenal talents. And I also love Patrick Queen because I'm a Ravens fan.
Love it.
So, you know, LSU are good. It. Yeah. And well done on beating us last year.
I understand the happy wife, happy life. Yes. So yes. You're forgiven.
Well, Jordan, we appreciate you chatting with us.
Well done.
And
for sure.
You get a shot glass for your
thank
troubles.
You very much. Yes. That's wonderful. Off the record with Brittany and Abby, 100.7, the tiger.
Yes.
Rawr. Roll Tide.
No.